Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desodles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Funk moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Stone reaches second base with a double. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive towards the mound. Grove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Funk steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field. Funk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Funk. Boley moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Cochran. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Funk moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Funk scores. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Daljak, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley takes first base on ball four. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Desodles to Geringer covering second. The throw back to home, and Miller is out at the plate. Boley moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel pinch hits for Gene Desodles. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Stone moves to second. Tom Hughes pinch runs for George Uhel. Paul Easterling pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.